This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, I am in Istanbul and I bumped into a very special place. This is a graveyard. This is where many Ottoman officers are buried. Officers from the late Ottoman military or maybe state. You can see Muhammad or Mehmed Said Pasha, who died in 1335. We have Umar Lutfi Oglu, Ahmed Faik. He died in 1307, more than 100 years ago, nearly 140 years, almost. And if you keep walking, basically these are the graves of Ottoman officers. How do I know that? I know that from date. This is before the collapse of the Ottoman Khilafah. Okay. Because these dates are before that period. So these are definitely Ottoman officers who served either in the Ottoman army or the state, late Ottoman state, because the title Pasha was for important people. Like, for example, this one, Ahmed Tawfiq Pasha. Vifat, which is basically death, 1919. So this is before the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. It corresponds to 1335 Hijri. May Allah have mercy on these men in serve the Ottoman Empire to the best of their abilities. Some of these graves have very nicely carved tombstones. You can see the calligraphy. There are du'as, sometimes verses of Quran, the name and the status and the position of the deceased. This particular grave basically is Ismail Haqqi, Admiral. Amiral Ismail Haqqi, and he was, he died in 1316. Exactly the same year when my great-grandfather Sheikh Minhajuddin bin Sirajuddin passed away, corresponds to the year 1899. That's the year my great-grandfather's grandfather passed away, in 1316, which is 1899. So this was an Ottoman officer. Again here we have another Ottoman officer. We have Javed Bey. Allah have mercy on him. 1317 he passed away, which possibly corresponds to 1900 or 1901. Then we have Fazil Pasha, you can see, and Allah have mercy on him. He died in 1318, maybe 1902 or 1901. Then this place looks very special, because when you look at the grave, you can tell that this was someone important. Okay, Hidiv Mehmed Ali Pasha Oglu, Halim Pasha basically, and he died in 1312, which is about 1896, something like that. Okay. This seems to be a very special monument to clearly an Ottoman army officer who died in 1309, rahmatullahi alayh, right? And you can tell by this military regalia depicted on his tomb. May Allah have mercy on him. By the way, I mean, I personally don't agree with this kind of decoration on graves. The Prophet ﷺ clearly commanded that graves shouldn't be higher than one hand, but this was the way of the Ottomans. Now, what can we do? But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, gave these people the honor to serve the last Khilafah, albeit controversially, you know, established. But alhamdulillah, they were in their way serving the cause of Islam. So this is Asad Pasha, who died in 1312, right? This seems to be a special place. This person died in 1312. I don't know what the name is. And you know, these inscriptions are in Ottoman Turkish. When Mustafa Kemal, he came to power, he changed the script from the Arabic script to the Latin script. So Turkish language today is written in the Latin script. But previously, this is the script that was used to write the Turkish language. This is called the Ottoman Turkish language. 1314, this person, he died. Rahmatullahi alayhi. Okay, so these are some of the new graves. How do we know this? Because these are from the Republic period later on. Because the script here is in Latin, it is not in the Arabic Rasm al-Khat, or this is not the Arabic script. So this graveyard seems to be very special. It is definitely for the Ottomans, Ottoman officers, Ottoman dignitaries, and Ottoman military men who died and were buried there. May Allah have mercy on them. Just wanted to share this very quickly with you. History Bites, this is another History Bite for you. A glimpse into some of the history of Istanbul, Turkey, or the Ottoman Khilafah. I invite you all to visit Turkey as soon as possible and study the history very, very carefully. You cannot cover all the historic sites in the city of Istanbul alone in a year. Okay? And I'm being very careful with that statement. There is so much to see in the city of Istanbul. So I hope you like the History Bites today. Subscribe to the channel and follow the links to support our work. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much.